You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and on the coast in Nehalem, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online and on demand at xray.fm.
From lovely North Portland, it's the Dickenbach Report, starring Dick Dickenbach. Join Dick Dickenbach for a lively afternoon news magazine featuring music, topical discussion, and today's hardest-hitting reporting. Stay tuned for Dick Dickenbach, but first, today's musical theme.
As the roaring rocket rose, the restless roosters rollicked. As the roaring rocket rose, the restless roosters rollicked. As the roaring rocket rose, the restless roosters rollicked. A noisy noise, a noise, an oyster. A noisy noise, a noise, an oyster. A noisy noise, a noise, an oyster. Cows graze in groves on grass, which grows in grooves in groves. Cows graze in groves on grass, which grows in grooves in groves. The big black-backed bumblebee, the big black-backed bumblebee, the big black-backed bumblebee. Ow! A critical cricket critic. A critical cricket critic. A critical cricket critic. Four fat dogs frying fritters and fiddling ferociously. Five French fryers fanning a fainted flea. Six slippery seals slipping silently ashore. Six silent snakes slithering slowly southward. Six selfish shellfish. Six selfish shellfish. Six selfish shellfish. Eight gray geese grazing gaily into Greece. 66 sickly chicks. The rat ran by the river with a lump of raw liver. The rat ran by the river with a lump of raw liver. Ugh! Black bug's blood. The skunk sat on a stump and thump. Wrong already. The skunk sat on a stump and thunk. The stump stunk. But the stump thunk. The skunk stunk. A skunk jumped over a stump in a skunk hole. Once upon a barren moor, there dwelt a bear, also a boar. The bear could not bear the boar. The boar thought the bear a boar. At last the bear could bear no more that boar that bored him on the moor. And so one morn he bored the bear. That boar will bore the bear no more. A tree toad loved a she toad. A tree toad loved a she toad that lived up in a tree. She was a three-toed tree toad, but a two-toed toad was he. The two-toed toad tried to win the she-toed's friendly nod, for the two-toed toad loved the ground on which the three-toed toad trod. But no matter how the two-toed tree toad tried, he could not please her whim. In her tree-toed bower, with her three-toed power, the she-toed vetoed him. A pale, pink, proud peacock pompously preened its pretty plumage. A pale, pink, proud peacock pompously preened its pretty plumage. A pale, pink, proud peacock pompously preened its pretty plumage. Swans swim over the sea. Swim, swan, swim. Swans swim back again. Well swam, swan. My dame hath a lame, tame crane. My dame hath a crane that is lame. Pray, gentle Jane, let my dame's tame crane feed and come home again. The sixth sheik's sixth sheep sick. Alive. Sheep shouldn't sleep in a shack. Sheep shouldn't sleep in a shack. Sheep should sleep in a shed. Sheep shouldn't sleep in a shack. Sheep should sleep in a shed. Because the wild wolf roams the wintry wastes. A shy little she said, shoo to a fly and a flea and a flew. Pete's pa Pete poked to the pea patch to pick a peck of peas for the poor pink pig in the pine hole pig pen. If, and I say that advisedly, if a woodchuck could chuck wood. How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? He woodchuck, he would, as much as he could have a woodchuck would. Can you imagine an imaginary menagerie manager imagining managing an imaginary menagerie? Can you imagine an imaginary menagerie manager imagining? Oh. Can you imagine an imaginary menagerie manager imagining managing an imaginary menagerie? I can't.
Good afternoon. About 6 minutes past the noontime hour. You're tuned into the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland. This news magazine on the radio airs on X-Ray every Sunday at noon, and nearly every Sunday we're hosted by famed news person Dick Dickenbach. He'll be here shortly. He is just warming up. I'm Gary. Consider me his opening act. Today is November 9th. It's the 313th day of the year. 52 days remain in 2025. We began the show with some tongue twisters based around animals and insects recited by George S. Irving, the great George S. Irving, from Tongue Twisters from the collection of Alvin Schwartz. The music over which I'm speaking is called Tongue Twister. It's by Bob Cooper from Shifting Winds. Of course, this means that November 9th, today, is International Tongue Twister Day, reports nationaltoday.com. For International Tongue Twister Day, celebrated every second Sunday in November, don't get your tongue tied. We're not talking about rolling or curling your taste tester. In fact, we're looking at Peter Piper, the woodchuck, and all their friends. Tongue twisters are a silly way to pass the time or practice pronunciation. Shoot, you can even use them to practice a foreign language. It's time to celebrate all the twisty things you can say with your tongue. Tongue twisters, the popular nonsensical sayings that are ridiculously hard to say or deceptively easy, whichever way you want to look at it, might seem to be simply alliterative strings of words meant to trip up, well, your tongue, but as it turns out, tongue twisters are not random, which is why the popular ones, like Peter Piper and the woodchuck, have been around for quite some time. Tongue twisters have technically been around since as early as the 19th century when John Harris published Peter Piper's Practical Principles of Plain and Perfect Pronunciation, which included a twisty tongue tango for every letter of the alphabet. And while the book was meant to help children learn the fundamentals of speed mechanics, its titular twister garnered quite the attention and inspired a lot of lore about its namesake. Speculation aside, the turns out Peter Piper was based on a French horticulturalist, Pierre Pauvre, whose last name actually meant pepper in French. In the French Mediterranean. Whether you're trying to master Peter Piper, the woodchuck, or even the Guinness Book of World Records most difficult recorded tongue twister, we heard that earlier, I'll try it here. The sixth, six, sheeks, sixth, seeps, sick. Ooh. You're sure to get your tongue endlessly tied on today. The Wikipedia, though, gives it to us straight. A tongue twister is a phrase that is designed to be difficult to articulate properly and can be used as a type of spoken or sung word game. Additionally, they can be used as exercises to improve pronunciation and fluency. Some tongue twisters produce results that are humorous or humorously vulgar when they're mispronounced, while others simply rely on the confusion and mistakes of the speaker for their amusement value. These deliberately difficult expressions were popular in the 19th century. The popular she sells tongue twister was originally published in 1850 as a diction exercise. The term tongue twister was first applied to this kind of expression in 1895. Tongue twisters exist in many languages such as the Spanish, trabalenguas, literally tongue jammer, and German, Zungenbrecher, literally tongue breaker. Some tongue twisters take the form of words or short phrases to become tongue twisters and repeated rapidly, for example, toy boat, red leather, yellow leather, unique New York. Other types of tongue twisters derive their humor from producing vulgar results only when performed incorrectly. There is literally only one I found that I can say on the radio, and it's this one. I'll try to do it. One smart feller, he felt smart. Two smart fellers, they both felt smart. Three smart fellers, they all felt smart. In looking for musical reports today, we had to distinguish between tongue twisters and songs in which the singer just sings fast, or in the case of hip-hop, an MC who raps fast. There are many examples of those two. We may actually have one or two later in the show, but we focused, however, on actual tongue twisters, not just lyrics that became tongue twisters at high speed. And we also have music reports about tongue twisters, rather than songs with just rapid-fire delivery. So you can, of course, make requests, always, but we are probably not going to play that beloved Billy Joel song, It's the End of the World as We Know It. So just a fast song doesn't quite count It seems to need to have a tongue twister element, except for a couple later in the show. The phone line up here is 503-233-9729. That spells X-ray. The text line is 971-220-5979. That spells KXRY. Let's see. How many reports will Dick Dickenbach report if Dick Dickenbach's on the Dickenbach report? Ugh. How many reports will Dick Dickenbach report if Dick Dickenbach's on the Dickenbach report? There we go. You'll find out today on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland, X-Ray.FM.
Everybody's heard of Peter Piper and the peck of pickled peppers that he picked. That's such a silly, simple children's game. It hasn't even got a name. But I'd like to bet that it'll trip you. Like to bet you that you'll have to say you're licked. If Peter Piper you pronounce with these, then twist your tongue around these. Moses supposes his toes are roses, but Moses supposes erroneously. For Moses, he knows his toes ain't roses, and Moses supposes his toes to be.
That's tongue twister, and it seems so easy till the word gets sprung. If you insist you want to try on this, then step up, mister, and twist your tongue.
Now, Kissel will whistle at busty Miss Russell, who rustle and bustle till Kissel will roar. So Russell asked Axel for Kissel's dismissal, and this'll teach Kissel to whistle no more.
That's tongue twister, and it seems so easy till you twist your tongue.
Tito and Tato were tattooed in Toto, but Toto was only tattooed on his toe. So Tato told Tito where Toto was tattooed, but Tito said Toto's tattoo wouldn't show. Theta thought Thora was thumping her thimble, but Thomas thought Thora was thumping a drum. Said Theta, if Thora's not thumping her thimble, I think that she surely is thumping her thumb.
It's tongue twister, and it seems so easy till the word gets sprung. If you insist you want to try a list, then step up, mister, and twist your tongue.
Now, Charlie is cherry when choosing his cheeses, and cheese is a challenge when Charlie arrives. But Charlie is charming and chooses a cheddar, then chills it and chips it and chops in some chives. Hedda is hoping to hop to Tahiti to hack a hibiscus to hang on her hat. Now, Hedda has hundreds of hats in her hat rack, so how can her hop to Tahiti help that? Snobby Miss Nora is sniffing a snuffer. The snuff has no sniff and it makes Nora sneeze. When Snide Alice Norton hears Nora sneezing, she snappily snorts Nora sneezing a breeze. Sheila is selling her shop at the seashore, for shops at the seashore are so to lose. Now she's not so sure of what she should be selling. Should Sheila sell seashells or should she sell shoes?
Tongue twister, and it seems so easy till the word gets sprung. If you insist you want to try a list, then step up, mister, and twist.
Twister for Twistle was trying to whistle, but Twister for twisted his tongue.
Thank you. Pretty dance to the boogie, the breakdown too. But here's the boogie woogie just mine for you. I'm not a boogie man, I'm the boogie man, son. I'll beat the boogie till the boogie man come. Get on the floor, pick off your shoes. And here come boogie man to play for you. So play that boogie with the boogie man. Just play that boogie, pretty pretty if you
for X-Ray comes from Stapled Spine Horror Fanzine, a physical paper, toner, and staple zine dedicated to horror films, books, comics, bands, and events. Available at comic book stores all over the Portland metro and online at stapledspine.com.
Come on! And what is it that has to be done is a puzzling song. Now how do you know if you know how to do whatever it is to be done by you? If there's nobody there to do it to. And what is it that has to be done is a puzzling song. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. Can't compare with trying to figure out the puzzle song. A hole in your tongue and saying molasses on the table isn't as hard as trying to figure out the puzzle song. And supposing you find the answer to who did he do the things to do? The puzzle is still as a puzzle of you. Is what is it that has to be done as a puzzling song?
Pleases.
about 12:27 in the afternoon. It's International Tongue Twister Day, reported on by the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland. My name is Gary, sitting in for Dick Dickenbach, who, it was predictable, he twisted his tongue. He's even more incoherent now than he is as usual. These are the music reports about tongue twisters, many of which featured actual tongue twisters. You just heard that was the Vivian Stansall Sean Head Show Band. Vivian Stansall, you may know from the Bonzo Dog Band, their single Labio Dental Fricative. Before that, Shirley Ellis, the puzzle song, A Puzzle in Song from 369, The Best of Shirley Ellis. We heard Len Barry lip sync to the tongue twisters from a best of comp there. Louisiana Lannis gave us Tongue Twister Boogie from Tough Texas Boppin' Billy and Rockers 1953 to 1957. Mildred Bailey with Red Norvo and his orchestra gave us Peter Piper from her complete recordings on Columbia. And we began with the master of the tongue twister, Danny Kaye, Tongue Twisters from a best of Danny Kaye comp. Under my voice is Alexander Zonchik, Tongue Twister from Doing the D. Now, though I am a trained radio announcer and am comfortable reading copy, I have no desire to continue to humiliate myself on the air reading tongue twisters. Dick Dickenbach was very amused at what I did in the previous air break. For example, he wanted me to read this one. I am not a pheasant plucker. I am a pheasant. No, I'm not going to do that one. No. He can give me a tongue lashing when his tongue is better, but I will share with you now more expertly read tongue twisters by George S. Irving from the record with which we started this show.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled pepper. A peck of pickled pepper Peter Piper picked. If Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled pepper, where is the peck of pickled pepper Peter Piper picked? A bootblack blacks boots with a black blacking brush. Six silly sisters sell silk to six sickly seniors. Bonnie Bliss blows big, beautiful blue bubbles. Bonnie Bliss blows big, beautiful blue bubbles. Who will wet the whetstone while Willie whistles wistfully? Slim Sam shaved six slippery chins in 6 seconds. Old Oily Ollie oils oily autos. She stood at the door of Mrs. Smith's fish sauce shop, welcoming him in. Sally Selfish selling shellfish, so Sally Shellfish seldom sell. The sun shines on shop signs. The sun shines on shop signs. Flocking shoppers shopping, flocking shoppers shopping, flocking shoppers shopping, flocking shoppers shopping. If neither he sells she sells, nor she sells seashells, who shall sell seashells? Shall seashells be sold? Wise wives whistle while weaving worsted waistcoats. She says she shall sew a sheet. She says she shall sew a sheet. She sewed shirts seriously. Rush the washing, Russell! How many cans can a can a can if a can a can can cans? A can a can can as many cans as a can a can if a can a can can cans. A conversation between a woman who has left some pots to be mended and the repairman. Are you copper bottoming 'em, my man? No, I'm aluminuming 'em, mum. Esau wood sawed wood. Esau wood wood saw wood. Oh, the wood that wood saw. One day, Esau wood saw wood as no other wood saw wood ever saw wood. Of all the wood saws wood ever saw wood, wood never saw a wood saw that wood saw like the wood saw wood. Now, Esau saws with that saw he saw wood. Wood said he would carry the wood through the wood, and if wood said he would. Shave a cedar shingle thin. A maid with a duster made a furious bluster, dusting a bust in the hall. When the bust it was dusted, the bust it was busted, the bust it was dust, that's all. A lively young fisher named Fisher fished for fish from the edge of a fissure. A fish with a grin pulled a fisherman in, now they are hunting the fisher for Fisher. A regal rural ruler.
Ah, excellent. Now I don't have to try to read Six Sick Hicks, Nick Six Slick Bricks with Picks and Sticks. I did mention earlier that we were distinguishing between songs about tongue twisters and songs with lyrics sung quickly. Some of the latter, however, are famous. Indeed, some of them have been given a name, patter songs, in the Broadway idiom. They deserve to be shared, at least in this reporter's opinion. This is what follows in some of those songs, and including a couple of rocking songs, too. Telephone me at 503-233-X-RAY, that's 9729, or text me at 971-220-5979, that's KXRY. Please rest your tongue between twisters here on the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXY Portland, KXRay.fm.
I am the city model of a modern major gender alive. Information, vegetable, animal, and mineral. I know the kings of England and I quote the fights historical from Marathon to Waterloo in order categorical. I'm very well acquainted too with matters mathematical. I understand equations both as simple and quadratical. About binomial theorem, I'm teeming with a lot of news. Lots of news. With many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse.
With many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse. With many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse. With many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse.
I'm very good at integral and differential calculus. I know the scientific names of beings and animalculus. And short in matters, vegetable, animal, and mineral. I am the very model of a modern vegetable general.
Short in matters, vegetable, animal, and mineral. The very model of a modern vegetable.
I know our mythic history, King Arthur's answer Caradox. I answer Harvard Crossics, I have a pretty taste for paradox. I quote in LAJX all the crowds of Heliogabalus. In conics, I can form peculiarities for Rabalus. I can tell undoubted Raphaels and Gerardals and Zophanes. I know the croaking chorus from the frogs of Aristophanes. Then I can hum a fugue of which I've heard the music's dinner for. Dinner for, dinner for. And whistle all the airs from that infernal nonsense pinafore.
And whistle all the airs from that infernal nonsense pinafore. And whistle all the airs from that infernal nonsense pinafore. And whistle all the airs from that infernal nonsense pinafore.
Then I can write a washing bill in Babylonic uniform and tell you every detail of correct Gus's uniform. It's short in matters vegetable, animal, and mineral. I am the very model of a modern major general.
It's short in matters vegetable, animal, and mineral. He is the very model of a modern major general.
In fact, when I know what is meant by mammalon unraveling, when I can tell at sight a mouse or rifle from a javelin, when such affairs are sorted and surprises I'm more wary at, and when I know precisely what is meant by commissariat, when I have learned what progress has been made in modern gallery, when I know more of tactics than a novice in a nunnery, in short, when I've a smattering of elemental strategy. Ooh, strategy. Ooh, strategy, better duretergy. Ah, I got it. You say a better major general has never sat at
you. You say a better major general has never sat at you. You say a better major general has never sat at you. You say a better major general has never sat at you.
For my military knowledge, though I'm plucky and adventurous, has only dribbled down to the beginning of the century. But still in matters vegetable, animal, and mineral, I am the very model of a modern major general.
The very matter vegetable, animal, and mineral, he is the very model of a modern major general.
About my museum was spectacular, including the price. $1. Now that may seem a bit steep, but it was worth it. Look at what I gave him. Quite a lot of Roman terracotta, living lava from the flanks of Etna, statuary, ride a dromedary, see the temple tumble and the Red Sea part. McNamara's band, the fattest lady in the land, a pickle prehistoric hand, a strand of Pocahontas hair. Crow and Sue are going to be showing you some rowing through a model of the rapids on the Delaware. Armadillas, clever caterpillars, reproductions of the Cyclops, retina crystal. Automatic sewing, Venus on a shell, and other works of art. Educated fleas, a tribe of aborigines, two ladies joined across her knees, a Mona Lisa made of ice. Hot and tots, we got and forgotten spots of cotton gin, and night we lot in Sodom, better see that twice. One iguana, snakes, another fauna, got no bearded lady, but we're getting her. When you duck out, take another buck out, run around the block and see you, run around the block and see you, run around the block and see a new show start. Roman terracotta, living lava from the banks of Vetna, statuary, ride a dromedary, see the temple tumble in the Red Sea pod. McNamara's band, the fattest lady in the land of pickled prehistoric hand, a strand of Pocahontas hair. Crow and Sue are going to be showing you some rowing through a model of the rapids on the Delaware. Armadillas, clever caterpillars, reproduction of the Cyclops, retina crystal blowing, automatic sewing, Venus on a shell, and other works of art. Educated fleas, a tribe of aborigines, two ladies join across her knees, a Mona Lisa made of ice. Hot and toss, we've gotten in, forgotten spots of cotton gin, a night we'll all in Sodom, better see that twice. One iguana, snakes, another fauna, got no bearded lady, but we're getting her. When you duck out, you take another buck out, run around the block and see you, run around the block and see you, run around the block and see a new show start.
Support for X-Ray FM comes from Rum Club. Rum Club supports local radio and local drinking. Located at 720 Southeast Sandy Boulevard, Rum Club offers a selection of craft cocktails and rums. More information at rumclubpdx.com.
Beep, beep, Bumble and the Stingers, Martha Hooper, Rachel Singers, Lonnie Mackett, Twang and Eddie, Hisman, Ring, we're going steady, take it easy, take me high, lie, lie, house of fire, no commotion, poker, passion, deeper purple, satisfaction, baby, baby, gotta, give me, getting hotter, Sammy's cooking, Leslie Gore, Richie Valens, end of story, Maya Vista, Fujiyama, Kama Sutra, Rama Lama, Richard Perry, Spectre, Barry, Righteous Archers, Nielsen, Harry, Shimmy, Jimmy, Coco, Poppin', Fats, back and finger poppin'.
Life is a rock, but the radio.
Salutation, render and the tabulation. Callie, Simon, Abby, Holder, Rose, Stoney, Santa, Folder, Johnny Cash and Johnny Rivers, Cancer. Now I got the Shivers, Mungo, Jerry, Peter, Peter, Paul, and Paul, and Mary, Mary, Dr. John, the Nightly Tripper, Doris Day, and Jack the Ripper. Gotta go, so gotta sweat a Leon Russell. Give me Sheldon, Miracles, and Smokey Blizzard, Sly Guitars, the Fender Bass, and Mushroom Mumbling, Bonnie Brown, the Wilson Pickett, stop and kick it.
Life is a rock, but the radio.
Jay and Dale and Ronnie, Kukla, Fran and Norman, Oakland, Denver, John and Osmond, Donnie, JJ, Kayla, ZZ Top and LL Bean and Dee Dee Dana, David Bowie, Steely Dan, and Sammy Prada, CC Ryder, Edgar Winner, Junior, Summers, Eyes, and Marcia, Johnny Thunder, Eric Clapton, Peter Wallace, Stephen Foster, Doodah, Doodah, Good Vibrations, LB Ronda, Surfing Girl, and Little Honda, Tida, Tida, Honey, Honey, Sugar, Sugar, Yummy, Yummy, CBS and Warner Brothers, RCA and all the others.
There are some tongue twisters you can try. The first is only four words long. It's three flags flying freely. Try it.
Three flags flying freely.
It's easy enough, isn't it? Like that. But now try saying it 10 times very quickly. And I'll try too, though. I don't know whether I'll manage it. Are you ready?
Three flags flying freely, 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 three flags flying freely.
Very good. Later on, you could try it as a competition to see who can say it the most number of times before tripping up. But here's another one. Swan swam over the sea. Swim, swan, swim. Swan swam back again. Well swum, swan. I'll say it again. Swan swam over the sea. Swim, swan, swim. Swan swam back again. Well swum, swan. And now try repeating it with me 4 times, getting faster each time. You ready?
Swan swam over the sea. Swim, swan, swim. Swan swam back again, well swum, swan. Swan swam over the sea, swim, swan, swim. Swan swam back again, well swum, swan. Swan swam over the sea, swim, swan, swim. Swan swam back again, well swum, swan. Swan swam over the sea, swim, swan, swim.
Swan swam back again. Well, swam, swam. That was very good. Now, here's a short one again. Shirley says her silver shoes are shining. Try that. Shirley says her silver shoes are shining. And I'll try that over and over 10 times as quickly as you can. I'll try it too. Shirley says her silver shoes are shining. 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 Well, I was shining, yes. You did that better than I did.
I was toting my pack along the dusty when a mucker rode it, when along came a semi with a high and canvas covered load. If you're going to win a mucker mat, with me you can ride. So I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand. Then I said, listen, bud, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, man. Cross the deserts bare, man, I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man, I've been everywhere. Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Matama, Apollo, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Topeka, Anquilla, Amarillo, I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Cross the desert, bear, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. Boston, Charleston, Dayton, Louisiana, Washington, Houston, Kingston, Texarkana, Monterey, Ferry Day, Santa Fe, Tallahassee, Glen Rock, Black Rock, Little Rock, Arkansas, Tennessee, Hennessy, Chippewa, Spirit Lake, Grand Lake, Devil Lake, Cradle Lake, the Peaks. Like, I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Cross the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. Louisville, Nashville, Knoxville, Omaha, Blackett, Shuffleville, Jacksonville, Waterville, Costa Rica, Pittsfield, Springfield, Bakerfield, Shreveport, Hickensack, Cadillac, Fond du Lac, Davenport, Idaho, Jellicoe, Argentina, Diamantina, Pasadena, Catalina, see what I mean, sir. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Cross the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. Pittsburgh, Parkerburg, Gravelburg, Colorado, Ellensburg, Rexburg, Vicksburg, Eldorado, Laramore, Atmore, Havistar, Chattanooga, Chaska, Nebraska, Alaska, Opelika, Baraboo, Waterloo, Kalamazoo, Kansas City, Sioux City, Cedar City, Dodge City, what a pity. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Cross the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man.
I know some place you haven't been.
I've been everywhere.
Now reach the audience participation portion of our album. This is an old sing-along song, and what we'd like for you to do is to listen to the chorus of this song and then sing along with us. We'll go through it once and then we want you all to sing along. A sultan sat on his oriental mat in his harem in downtown Persia. He took a sip of coffee, just a drip, and he said to his servant,
curse ya, ah, curse ya, curse ya, curse ya. That's the worst cup of coffee in Persia. Cause all I want is a proper cup of coffee made in a proper cup of coffee pot. I may be off my dot, but I want a proper coffee in a proper copper pot. Iron coffee pots, sent in coffee pots, they are no use to me. If I can't have a proper cup of coffee in a proper copper coffee pot, I'll have a cup of tea.
You got it? Well, join right in.
In days of old, when nice and men were bold and whiskey was much cheaper, Ben Turpin rode to a coffee shop and showed his pistols to the keeper. He said, stand and deliver, can't you see that I'm all a quiver? Cause
want is a proper cup of coffee made in a proper cup of coffee pot. I may be off my dot, but I want a proper coffee in a proper copper pot. Iron coffee pots and tin coffee pots, they are no use to me. If I can't have a proper cup of coffee in a proper cup of coffee pot, I'll have a cup of tea. When Bonaparte found that he was in the cart and he lost that Waterloo fight, he gave his sword to Wellington, my lord, and he said, those bitches can't have that. Now you've had your Waterloo, say, tell me what am I having with you, say? Kiss. Element is a baby, give a kiff, it may be a baby, give a kiff, it pit. And maybe if my dance, pretty when a baby, give a baby, give a pit. And give a piss, and then give a piss, the end of your step name. If you can't tell me, baby, give a kiff, and a baby, give a kiff, better have a kiff, a tip.
Well, we didn't exactly expect you to sing along with that last part since it was in French. This is your last chance, however, it is the People Magazine version of this song, and goes like this. Now King Solomon and his queen would carry on, so we heard in the ancient scandals. He bought her lots of silver coffee pots with diamond legs and handles. And said the queen of Sheba, I'd rather have any old Tiba. Cause everybody, all I want is a proper cup of coffee made in a proper cup of coffee pot. I may be off my dot, but I want a proper coffee in a proper copper pot. Iron coffee pots and tin coffee pots, they are no use to me. If I can't have a proper cup of coffee in a proper copper coffee pot, I'll have a cup of tea. All I want is a proper cup of coffee made in a proper cup of coffee pot. I may be off my dot, but I want a proper coffee in a proper copper pot. Iron coffee pots and tin coffee pots, they are no use to me. If I can't have a proper cup of coffee in a proper copper coffee pot, I'll have a cup of tea. All I want is a proper cup of coffee made in a proper cup of coffee pot. I may be off my dot, but I want a proper coffee in a proper cup of pot. Iron coffee pots and tin coffee pots, they are no use to me. If I can't have a proper cup of coffee in a proper cup of coffee pot, I'll have a cup of tea.
Ooh. This has been an exhausting show. This just in, at about 10 minutes until the 1 o'clock hour, we're nearing the end of this week's episode of the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM KXRY Portland. My name is Gary. November 9th is International Tongue Twister Day. These are the musical reports about Tongue Twister you just heard. That was Trout Fishing in America, What I Want is a Proper Cup of Coffee from Big Trouble. Before that, Hank Snow, I've Been Everywhere, from the collection of his stuff called I've Been Everywhere. It's a single from, I think, 1963. We heard Gordon Snell, Tongue Twisters, from a BBC record called What Can I Do? Reunion gave us Life as a Rock, But the Radio Rolled Me, a hit single of theirs collected on Rhino's Super Hits of the 70s, Have a Nice Day, number volume 13. We heard Jim Dale sing a museum song from the musical Barnum, and we heard the Dorle Carte Opera Company singing I Am the Very Model of a Modern Major General from the Gilbert and Sullivan Ballads, Songs, and Snatches collection. Under My Voice, The Gurus, The Tongue Twister, from their record Closing Circles. Thanks for tuning in. We do regret not having Dick Dickenbach here, but as you can imagine, he has more important things to report on than tongue twisters. He'll be most certainly back here next week. As we're on every Sunday at noon, you can listen to previous reports at xray.fm, which is also where you can keep up with what we play at the station's live playlist. At one, of course, it is Radio Bandolero. For Dick Dickenbach, the staff and the crew of the report, I'm Gary, letting you know that in the spirit of International Tongue Twister Day, I'm about to play a popular tongue twister in German. This was an internet sensation that was recently brought to my attention, and it was originally used to teach how German nouns are formed by cramming all the words together, but it's interesting to hear the cleverness of the tongue twister involving the words for rhubarb and Barbara. Feel free to sing along. Keep up again to the playlist and have a wonderful day. And I gotta stop singing along. I'm so... All I want is a proper cup of coffee.
Das
war einmal in einem kleinen Städtchen, da lebte ein Mädchen namens Barbara. Und diese Barbara war im ganzen Land für ihren abartig guten Rhabarberkuchen bekannt.
Ja, man konnte sagen, dass Barbaras Rhabarberkuchen ohne Wenn und Aber gar eine geradezu magische Erfahrung war. Abracadabra!
Ja, dieser Kuchen war geradezu bombastisch. Und die Nachfrage danach erstarkte drastisch. Barbara eröffnete noch im selben Jahr eine Bar und nannte sie Barbaras Rhabarberbar.
In der Stadt gab es auch ein paar Barbaren, die hatten von Barbaras Rhabarberbar erfahren. Und da sie fortan jeden Tag bei Barbara waren, nannte man sie bald die Rhabarberbarbaren.
In den Folgejahren ließen die Barbaren nach und nach ihr barbarisches Gebaren fahren. Sie waren, behauptete Barbara, fast noch sympathischer als Barbarpapa.
Aber die Barbaren waren stark behaart und hatten alle einen struppigen Barbarenbart.
Gar nicht apart.
Daraufhin schickte Barbara ihre Barbarenfreunde zum Barbarenbartbarbier.
Der frisierte den Barbaren sogar den ganzen Kopf in seinem Barbarenbartbarbier. Barbershop. Er war zwar ein fürchterlicher Laberkopf, aber der Bart war danach total tipptopp.
Darauf luden die Barbaren ihren Bartbarbier fein nach getaner Arbeit noch in die Rhabarberbar ein.
Da tranken sie dann gemeinsam an der Bar noch ein Bier, die Rhabarberbarbaren und der Bartbarbier.
Und aßen dazu bar jeder Barbarei ein Stück Rhabarberkuchen.
Ich glaube, es waren zwei.
Ja, da wurden sogar ganz harte Männer nahbar.
Und das alles dank Barbaras Rhabarber.
Drei Barbaren und der Bartbarbier saßen eines Abends an der Bar bei einem Bier. Da kam die Polizei, ja, wo wart denn ihr? Drei Barbaren und der Bartbarbier.
Peter Piper picked a pack of pickle rolling papers down at the corner store. Dime bag, zigzag, Philly blunt. More, more, more. Rubber baby, buggy bumpers. Flubber baby, snuggy dumpers. Pretty baby, Taurus humpers. Baby, Forrest Gumpers. Squire like Billy, Steve like Perry. AC to the DC and Washington DC. My mammoth is woolly, my jacket is fleecy. I used to know this kid named Ryan Creasy. I saw Susie sitting in a shoe shine shop. When she sits, she hits. When she hits, she shines. When she shines, she dreams. When she dreams, she screams. It's not about morality, it's all about reality. Leaving bitch behind, busting out my mind. Stepping over the line, snorting the line. Swinging on vines, be kind, rewind. Stepping on landmines, feeling fine. Being blind, out of wine. Out of my mind, out of time. Out of my mind, out of time. Next is the next is the next is the E. Blogging Molly is just a hobby, Holly. MDMA got you feeling like a champion. Getting super ill like King Charles Campion. To sit in solemn silence in a dull, dark dock. In a pestilential prison with a lifelong lock. I scream, you scream, we all scream for nice dreams. I cream, you cream, we all cream for tight jeans. She sells seashells down by the seashore. She sells crack out the back of the store. Don't come before 10 o'clock, do the special knock. She got a clock, she got the rock in stock. She's a fox in some socks, ants in her pants. She'll make a little love, she'll do a little dance. When Tweedledee's battling a bottle with a paddle, it's a Tweedledee battle, puddle, bottle, battle. It's not about morality, it's all about reality. Leaving bitch behind, busting out my mind. Stepping over the line, snorting the line. Swinging on vines, be kind, rewind. Stepping on landmines, feeling fine. Being blind, out of wine. Out of my mind, out of time. Out of my mind, out of. Can you can a can as a can of can? Can a can? My dealer is a woman, yours is a man. Bills, 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 when bam, thank you, ma'am. Snorting weed, smoking lines. Dropping tabs, getting pissed. You Harris, I do exist. My agent says my money's in security first and national trust. But I can't pay attention, cause I'm on that dust. What the shit am I talking about? My brain is on walkabout. I got 99 for my clout. Shout, shout, let it all out. Shout, shout, heavyweight bout. Got no doubt, Mr. Funny Jam on it. Ride the pony, money, money. Hey, hey, what? Get laid, get this song is the shit. Check out my gravel pit. It's not about morality, it's all about reality. Leaving bitch behind, busting out my mind. Stepping over the line, snorting the line. Swinging on vines, be kind, rewind. Stepping on landmines, feeling fine. Being blind, out of wine. Out of my mind, out of time. Out of my mind, out of. How much pot could a pot roast? Toast if a pot roast could get roasted. How much toast could a Toastmaster toast if a Toastmaster could get toasted? How can a clam cram in a clean cream can? How can the clam conclave in the cream corn? How can Kimberly Kane profit off a web porn? How can I get a crest on my head like Michael Dorn? Blade Warp from Star Trek. How much woodchuck could a woodchuck drink if a woodchuck could drink woodchuck? How many boards could the Mongols hoard if the Mongol hordes got bored? Mushroom Mountain, Chocolate Fountain, Tip Drill, Roadkill, Beverly Hills, Purple Pills, I've been to the mountaintop, watching panties drop, escaping the cops using Visine eye drops. It's not about morality, it's all about reality. Leaving bitch behind, busting out my mind, stepping over the line, snorting the line, swinging on vines, be kind, rewind, stepping on landmines, feeling fine, being blind, out of wine, out of my mind, out of time, out of my mind, out of time.
This little poem is for all those kids out there. Miss Betty Botter bought some butter, but she said the butter was bitter, and if she put the bit of butter in the batter, then the batter would turn out bitter. But if she went and bought a little bit of better butter that was better than the bit of butter and put it in the batter, then the batter wouldn't be bitter. So she went and bought a little bit of better butter that was better than the bit of butter and put it in the batter, and the batter wasn't bitter. So wasn't it good that little Miss Betty Botter bought a little bit of better butter?
She sells seashells by the seashore, but I know a gal who sells so much more. Queenie Wahine's papaya rates higher than pineapple, pumpkin, or poi. Please pick her papaya with Queenie Wahine in perfect perpetual joy. Though some people's palates prefer pickled salads, plum pudding, pink popcorn, peach pie, oh, Queenie's papaya you'll truly desire when that Queenie Wahine passes by. Queenie Wahine's papaya rates higher than pineapple, pumpkin, or pie. Please pick her papaya, put Queenie Wahine in perfect perpetual joy. Though some people's palates prefer pickled salads, plum pudding, pink popcorn, peach pie, oh, Queenie's papaya you'll truly desire when that Queenie Wahine passes by. Queenie Wahine's papaya rates higher than pineapple, pumpkin, or pie. Please pick her papaya, put Queenie Wahine in perfect perpetual joy. Oh, some people's palates prefer pickled salads, plum pudding, pink popcorn, peach pie. Oh, Queenie's papaya you truly desire when that Queenie Wahine passes by.
People stumble, people fumble when they try to play tongue twisters, but I can do them, there's nothing to them. Now hear the way that I say tongue twisters. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. 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 But when I tried to